The epic struggle for the control of the Burma Road that leads into China will bear watching. And it is to the Burma Road that this transcribed story takes you, to the long-standing adventure of Terry and the Pirates. So listen closely for today's episode. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. One of the many wonderful things about the Terry Adventure Game Book is this. There is something in it for folks of every age. Yes, sir, whether you're 6 or 16, no matter what your age, you'll find some feature that appeals especially to you. Actually, there are games that grown-ups like. There are special features for boys and special paper dolls for girls. Every member of the family will have fun with the Terry Adventure Game Book. And to think that this amazing book is free, because it is, you know. This book full of games, puzzles, adventures, cutouts, coloring pages is actually being offered free for just two Libby labels. One label from Libby's Pineapple Juice and one from Libby's Tomato Juice are absolutely all it takes to get a Terry Adventure Game Book. And those juices are so delicious. Your mother is pretty sure to be buying them. Why, there may be some cans in the pantry right now. So, as soon as this program is over, see if you can't get a label from Libby's Tomato Juice and one from Libby's Pineapple Juice. Write your full name and address on the back of one and mail the labels to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Libby's is spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. Just for two Libby labels, the Terry Adventure Game Book is yours. So send right away. The address is Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's join Terry and Pat Ryan and April Kane as a dull gray dawn signals a new day along the perilous Burma Road. Last night, these three and a driver started out in a clanky army truck. Pat and Terry were to start the first leg of their trip to the headquarters of Captain Blaze, notorious smuggler and freebooter. April was going with the truck and the driver to pick up an orphan child and bring it back to the orphanage in La Shio. There, the truck was suddenly destroyed, and so our threesome sought shelter among the rocks and built a fire for the night. So now, with the towering, jagged walls at their backs, the dull light of morning rouses Terry. He moves uncomfortably, and then sits.
I slept like a log. Boy, I ache in every joint. I want to get the fire started. It's chilly.
Don't look now, Terry, but I think we have company.
You mean April? Yeah, I begin to remember about last night when that truck was blasted to Kingdom Come.
No, I don't mean April.
Hmm?
Steady, fella. Just relax. We're being watched.
Sure?
Yeah. For once in my life, I am.
Where?
About 50 yards, straight ahead. There's two big rocks.
Uh-huh. I see them.
Now, as long as we don't let on, I'd say we were safe. So just feel for your gun. And go about building a fire.
Right. I'm as nervous as a mouse.
Oh, dear. What time is it? Where am I?
Let her alone, Terry. As long as she doesn't know.
I'd sure like to sleep some more. I'm a grown child. This rock is so awful hard.
Good morning, Plum Pie. How'll you have your eggs?
Do you have eggs, Mr. Ryan? I mean, really? I'm starving.
We'll have a lot of things in a little while, I'm thinking.
What time is it?
What do you care? You want to catch a train?
Oh. Oh, now I remember. It all happened last night. The truck was hit by a...
Yes. And don't talk too loud, April.
What?
We've got company. There's a couple of lads in some kind of mud-colored robes. They're watching us.
What do they want?
That's what I want to find out.
Why not let them know we see them, Pat?
Right. We'll have to meet them sooner or later. Perhaps they can help us.
Well, are they friends or enemies or what?
We'll see.
Hi! Over there. Come on out. Yeah, you. Shoihing, Kaihing. English.
Well, here they come.
What funny outfits. I mean, they look like monks.
Uh-huh, with those hoods. What do we do, Pat?
Let him get close?
Yeah, but keep your hands free so you can swing those guns in case. They don't seem to be looking for trouble. Now, let me handle this, folks.
You belong food. You know, eat. We pay.
You bring long wife, get eat. Come long.
They want us to go with them. Well, they don't look like bandits.
No, but...
we better go with them.
You go. We follow. Chop, chop.
Is so.
Now remember, I don't know where we're going, but from now on, Terry is Johnny Somber.
You mean the injured flyer who's laid up back there?
But... yes. And be sure you call him Johnny and not Terry. For all I know, these men may be the ones who take us to Captain Blaze.
All right. From now on, Terry is Johnny.
Well, come on, then. I've got the knapsack. Where do you think they're taking us?
Oh, my feet are killing me.
I don't get all this business, Terry. But I've discovered one thing that doesn't set so well.
Yeah?
Our two friends are carrying rifles under their robe.
Huh?
They offered to take us to food. They seem peaceful. But why the rifles?
Oh, dear.
Well, if that's so, they didn't shoot at us, so...
we'll just have to wait and see what this leads to.
They think I'm your wife, Mr. Ryan. Ain't that simply devastating?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound so funny just now. Let's keep on following along. We can't walk forever.
Great day, Mr. Ryan. Those men in the robes are taking us to civilization, sure enough.
Yeah, Pat, look down there. It's like a big farm of some kind.
Uh-huh. All surrounded by barbed wire. That looks bad.
Well, I hope we get there before it rains.
Good heavy rain would make this road like glue.
Well, I'm glad that's only thunder and not bombs.
And it's starting in to rain, too. If we don't get through that gate and into the house, we'll catch our death of soaking.
Seems to be some delay at the gate.
I wonder what the palaver's about.
In this part of China, it's wild and woolly. You don't take in every stranger who pops along.
Gracious! I wonder if this can be where Captain Blaze lives.
I've been wondering the same thing.
Well, remember, we were supposed to ride 50 miles down the road, according to Somber, and then we'd be met by somebody to take us to Captain Blaze. Maybe these are the men and...
it's beginning to look that way.
You come bring white. Come. Is wet.
We come.
When you go by that cart on your side, Terry, take a quick look under the canvas cover.
Okay. I didn't get much chance, Pat.
Did you see anything?
Yeah, there's a machine gun under that canvas.
Uh-huh. The cart looks innocent enough, but...
oh, dear. What are we in for? Is this more trouble?
I don't know, but keep your wits sharp and your chin up.
You and wife wait. Boy, too.
Okay. Say, rustle up some food, will you?
Well, we're out of the rain. Not a bad place, eh?
Bad? Swell elegant. Certainly deceiving from the outside. Never expect a rocky building to be so fine inside. Hey, look at how smooth the floors are. Made of stone.
And all the fine draperies and furniture.
Yeah, sure. But did you notice one other thing? How different all this stuff is? No piece of furniture is like the other.
Why, say, that's so. Even the drapes on the windows, they're all different.
Come here. Now, look at these two candlesticks. Both of them different. We're in the home of a smuggler, my friends.
You think so? Captain Blaze?
I wish I could be sure about Captain Blaze. But this junk has been stolen. I'll bet on it.
Well, then, from here on in, I'm Johnny Somber.
Before I forget, how about your papers?
I've got the Dragon Lady's letter introducing Somber to Captain Blaze. I'm okay, but how about you?
Oh, I'll make up a yarn about April and myself. That orphanage angle will serve. We were out looking for a certain child when the planes came, and well, you came along, and now we're here.
Shh! Somebody's coming.
Are you going food now?
Ah, something to eat.
Food here. It's hot. You eat some.
Oh, that's fine. Say, where are we? Who do we thank for this food?
Oh, Tonto. You'll see.
Okay. We'll wait. Thanks for the food.
This is simply divine. Even with chopsticks, it's good.
Sure smells good. What is it?
I don't know, but it ain't hay, Terry. Johnny.
Be sure you remember that, kitten. One little remark might upset the apple cart.
I will remember.
Help yourself, Pat. All right, this is food like you read about.
It suits me.
Say, Pat, what do you make of all this?
I say it all points to one thing.
Captain Blaze?
Right. Of course, I've never seen him, neither have you, but what's that machine gun doing outside in that cart under a canvas? Why is the place surrounded by a barbed wire fence? I think it's an electric fence at that.
Well, we'll soon know. My God, I'm sleepy. Thought I could eat the mob off the door, but... Golly.
How do you feel, Tigger?
Me? Oh, just fine. Wee bit tired. Kind of like Tess. Johnny does. Sleepy. Not as hungry as I thought.
Hey, wait a minute. What kind of business is this? Why should you two suddenly get so sleepy?
I wonder if I could just stretch out here and count.
Lord, I can hardly keep my eyes open.
It's funny, but I'm tired and... Say, I'm stupid. Sure, we've been drugged. Try to get some air. We can't get...
They cease to struggle. Let us proceed. Chimihoy, Sudiwa.
Police finder, you search. Money belt, passport. Woman's child is wife on the big man. Proceed now. We tell Grand Eagle we find. It's best we know for Captain Blaze.
So, that's it. The drugged food enables these men to search our friends and then report to their chief, the person we have yet to meet, Captain Blaze. Well, in just a moment, I'll tell you what to look for tomorrow. You know, all of Terry and Pat's adventures don't happen on this program. One of the very best is the adventure of the Ruby of Genghis Khan, and it is in the adventure book of Terry's. It's not just a story, either. It includes games and tricks and puzzles. Now, take it from me, kids. You'll be thrilled with this Terry adventure. So send for the Terry game book now. It's free, you know. Free for two Libby labels. Just get a label from Libby's tomato juice and one from Libby's Hawaiian pineapple juice, and you're all set. Write your full name and address on the back of one and mail them to Terry, care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Get your order in right now. This book gives you more than 20 different kinds of fun. Now, in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, you are due for a surprise. But so is Pat Ryan. What kind of a man do you suppose Captain Blaze is? And what about his daughter, Cheery Blaze? Will Terry's Secret Service work help to make a prisoner of this famous smuggler? Help keep the Burma Road clear for supplies to reach the Chinese forces? We'll find out tomorrow.